This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Insanity. Right here on the real side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, that's loud in my ear. Not the board me. Yeah, I'm doing it. I got to pull it back. God, I won't be able to hear for a week. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you truly want to be involved in the conversation. After the first hour tonight, Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me. Tom was a previous candidate for California State Senate. First Senate here in California. And again, you know, the state of the California Republican Party, the state of what's going on in the nation as a whole, Tom usually has his hand or his finger on the pulse of what's happening. But something came up tonight I thought was, well, first, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. Did I say buy my book? Did I tell them to buy the book? Okay, good. I don't want to get in trouble for not telling them that. Anyway, you want to buy my book, right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, I clear it up for you. You don't have to hate. I mean, listen, we've got to start reading the stuff that you guys are doing, you know, there on the far left. And even if you don't consider it hate, it's confusing as heck. But guess who showed up in Hawaii this week? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. I'll call on you. Bunch of cowards. Say it with me. Come on, together. It'll make you feel so much better. Ex-President Obama was in Hawaii the other day. Now, what in God's creation could he possibly want to do in Hawaii? I mean, he's already had his vacation there. And I think now, since he has to pay for it, he probably won't go back as often. You know? I mean, when the taxpayer was paying for it, he went there on a frequent basis. Now, not only did he go to Hawaii, it wasn't like he went there to pick up Hawaiian bread or anything. He also visited with the judge that denied the executive order to keep Muslims out of the country. Well, I say Muslims because that's what they say. But it has nothing to do with any of it. We all know it's a lie, right? I mean, if you don't know that that's a lie, then it's just so... You know, I thought it was funny. I was listening to all the news coming down about this today. I don't see anywhere in the law where a judge is allowed to try to figure out what's in the mind of the president. I don't see anywhere where it says that the judge can sit there, and based on the president's history and based on what he did when he was campaigning, he could reject any one of the executive orders. Last I checked, that's not how it works. You know how it works? He reads what's on the order, and that's what he rules on. That's how it works. So it's amazing to me when I see these things. And then I see you on the left say that you have a right to do it this way. You don't. You wouldn't let us do it. Anytime we question Mr. Obama, it was either racism or we were just trying to put him down. So President Trump's revised travel ban was put on hold Wednesday by the U.S. District Court. Judge Demerick Watson, out of Hawaii. Is it Hawaii or Hawaii? Just hours while I was listening to the other people, they all say it differently. Like Bologna or Bologna, I don't know how it goes. So just hours before it was set to take effect, after hearing arguments that the executive order discriminates on the basis of nationality. Really? That's pretty lame. I hope, some people say that the Ninth Circuit Court may be in agreement with the president on this one. So, but I love this, on the basis of nationality. According to reports, Watson met with President Obama a day before the requested temporary restraining order on President Trump's new executive order. I didn't know they were old friends. They must have been old friends, otherwise why would you travel that far for nothing in particular?
They went to college together.
They went to Kalaji together? I don't know, but nobody's ever seen Obama at college.
I talked to
Wayne Allen Root earlier, He had the same classes. Obama apparently never showed up. And he still passed them. How come they didn't have that program when I was in school? So the Hawaiian judge, Derek Watson, graduated with Obama at Harvard in 1991. He was nominated by Obama, and Obama was seen in Hawaii yesterday. Coincidence? Trump is really going to have to pull back. He's going to have to regroup, and he's going to have to go after these groups with a vengeance. No stopping, no thinking, no slowing down.
I bet if you need the IRS.
There you go. Wouldn't it be funny if these judges started to get audited? Would that be great? Sorry, I can't go to work for the next few days. We'll need every record for the last 72 years that you've been alive. And that's the Italian way. What can I tell you? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Tom, what's his name? The other Italian in the room. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me on the other side of the break. And, we're going to talk about California politics, California Republican Party. Why bother? Why fight? Why do anything here? You have no chance to win. It's almost as frustrating for Republicans here as it is for the Democrats in Congress. Because nothing they say means anything. Nothing they say is going to hold any water anyhow. Anyway, don't go too far. We got a lot tonight. I got some crazy stories. College students explain why milk is racist. That's always a fun one. And apparently Donald Trump had a year-long affair with a Playboy playmate when Melania was pregnant. We don't know who Mr. Obama dated in school, but we know that Mr. Trump had an affair. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can always head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. And I do mean a gazillion. Right? One of the things you could do, which would help me buy some new shirts, I really would like to have some new shirts, you want to buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I show you in the book, you have no reason to hate them. You have no reason to fear. You know, in a lot of ways, we want the same things you want. We just go about it from a more common sense attitude. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. Tom was a previous candidate. You know what? I don't want to say it that way. Give me another way to say that. Previous
author of The Divided Era. He started talking about how division was going to affect us 10 years ago.
Okay.
How do you like that? I first started writing about this division 10 years ago. My book, Divided Era, is on Amazon, of course.
Well, I was gonna get to that. I was trying to let people know that you ran for Senate here.
I did run for the United States Senate and had a Republican, Charles Munger, not even the race, spend $750,000 against me to smear me.
Oh.
The same guy who's holding up the party.
Well, they think it's all about the money. I think we've proved over and over and over again that you don't. I mean, the money works, but you also have to have a ground game. You also have to have, you've got to have a real, honest game that people are willing to get out there and work with you on.
They talk about messes, but you got to have a product.
Right.
They don't have the Republican Party of California, meaning the legislators and the party apparatus, doesn't have a product. You could have the best spokesperson of all time, but you got to have something.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It should have been over the last 10 years a set of water policies.
Yeah.
Nope. They didn't come out with water bills. It should have been education. LA Unified High School, dropout rate minorities above 60%. What do you got to lose when you're at such a low level? What do you have to lose if you came out and said, here's some bills to fix LA Unified? But until they get a product, doesn't matter how good their salesman is, doesn't matter all their messaging strategy, you got to say something.
Well, yeah, but we don't, I know, we don't have anything to sell. You just said we don't have a product.
We could.
Okay.
Okay, look, they flipped Wisconsin. They flipped Pennsylvania. They flipped Michigan. How did they do it? They did it door by door, but they also presented policies that affected those Rust Belt states.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those same exact policies, but we have issues just the same, like water and education. So why don't they concentrate on that?
I'm of a different mindset. Last time you and I talked, I said I was behind CalExit. I think we should let it go. I think we should let it dry up like it's going to. You know, and since we talked, what came in front of the legislature? They now want a bill. They're trying to get a bill through that'll allow 17-year-olds to vote. So now they'll get the 17-year-old vote. They'll get the illegal vote. They'll get the dead vote, and they'll get the incarcerated vote. Am I wrong?
And they're pushing. All their policies push for Los Angeles and the Bay Area and ignore the rest of the state, so they do things like what? They care about refugees to come, not the problems with infrastructure that exists today. And so, yeah, you're right. Look, they could do whatever they want.
It's not going to happen.
But the way you flip states is to get behind a successful candidate and or a successful issue.
Now, wait a minute.
Trouble in the legislature. Okay. That means what they should be doing, if they have trouble in the legislature, that means what they should be doing is using the initiative process, the powers that be, and I'm no longer a power that be. A power of B should use an initiative process to rally people behind an idea. Republicans in the state have had a lot of success with initiatives. But in the last election cycle, the chief financier of the party spent more against me than on initiatives.
Oh, God.
And they won't use initiatives. So, you know,
Listen, you fight. People are telling me to fight. You know, I'm on a school board here, and I sit there and I fight things at the school board level and go, I can't do anything about this. We need to send sane people up to the legislature. So I feel like I'm slamming my head against the wall most of the time. You know what I mean?
You are. California is in very, very bad shape, and it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah, well, let's keep insulting the president from here and then hitting him up for $100 billion, right, to fix our infrastructure on dollars that we blew.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, it's nuts. And, yeah, we hate you. We can't stand you. We hope you go away. But, by the way, while you're on your way out the door, just send us a check for $100 billion. They're brain dead. There's something wrong with these people.
Why? They're succeeding. They don't see it that way. NBC got mad at MSNBC for scooping them on toxins, even though it was a flop. They don't see it as loss. The left's losing their mind today because Donald Trump wants to cut government. Yet our government spends $6 trillion a year, 30%, 7% of the economy. And that's still not good enough for them.
Tom, why don't they get away with... Look, you had what's her name? Nancy Pelosi comes out and, you know, she starts talking about the American Care Act. And she said, you know, we've got to get it out there. We've got to get it out there for people to see. You know, we've got to be able to read it. We have to know what's in it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right? I mean, where did she come from?
Well,
but people are buying it. I do. But people are buying this. Why are people buying this from her?
Because the media helps them along. Look, the media has half Americans thinking we should have a Russian investigation on Russia, when to date there's still not any evidence that Trump... However, a colleague of mine on Forbes showed all the connections between the Democrats and the Russians... at the lobbying level and otherwise, but they can't. But is the media covering that? Of course not.
No, well, that's just a distraction, Tom. That's just the conservatives trying to distract the rest of the people. That's all there is to it. There's no connection there. We just had dinner together. What are you talking about, comrade? I mean, Tom. No, it's you're
right. Yeah, because they didn't meet one on one and they met four at a time. That means they didn't do anything.
And the hypocrisy. You know, my next piece is going to be this. I'm going to start lining things up, just like this new executive order by Donald Trump. You know, where he bans all Muslims from coming into the country. But you know, you look at the guidelines to the use. Again, I know these are talking points all over the place. Here's the reality, though. Obama did do that. You go all the way back to Jimmy Carter. He did do things like this.
Far more pervasive than what Trump is doing.
Right. And how are we going to win this? Though? How is Trump going to make these things stick or force these things to work?
Well, first of all, they are doing a lot of things, and you don't see it in the national press because they're so busy on the attacks. February, 88%
okay.
of the stories about Trump in the mainstream media were negative.
I need you to pause because you got me so excited on the items there that I didn't look at the clock. So we're going to go for a quick break because I believe in capitalism, unless you want to write a check for the show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I am an equal opportunity aggravator. I don't care what side you're on. If you're an idiot, I'm just going to call it out. I am tired of dealing with some of this stuff on a daily basis, on a regular basis. It doesn't matter what party you belong to. If you're hurting this country, I'm just going to call you out on it. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, I want to ask Tom DelVaccaro to join me. From time to time, he hops on the show with me. We go through some of the issues of the day. And, Tom, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. You're author of the Divided... Come on, say it. God.
The Divided Era, you can get it on Amazon. About 10 years ago, I started talking about this division. And the reason why we're divided is different than most people assume. Most people assume it has to do with, oh, Donald Trump's not nice, or Obama was ideological, or Harry Reid was mean. They are just participants in a process. We are getting more and more divided because government is so large. Every time government does something, makes a decision, taxes, regulates, whatever it is, it picks a winner, a loser, and someone to pay for it. And we compete not to be harmed by government or to get its spoils, not to be taxed or have someone else taxed. Now, a government that does two things will find two sides and someone to pay for it. But our governments today are doing $6 trillion worth of things. So we compete to get the money. We compete to be the party to hand out the money. We compete not to be taxed. All sorts of reasons we're divided. That has nothing to do with the individual participants, but the game we play now.
I want to beat up other Republicans. Yeah, no, you don't want me to, but okay. I'm going to anyway. Look, this this American Care Act is what they're calling it, I guess. All right. So here's my irritant. For what did they vote? 61 times, 62 times. To repeal Obamacare. So what they were going to do afterward, just stand there and look at each other? You know, why didn't they have a plan put together? And I've talked to a couple of them. You know, we both know some of the same people out there. And I've talked to a couple of them. They said, well, there were seven different plans. I said, that's great. I'm glad you had seven different plans. You've also had 8 years to melt those plans together. You should have been ready to repeal, take yours out of your pocket, dump it on the table and say, and here's the replacement plan. But they didn't do it. And then what they come up with is so heinous, so terrible, I can't get behind it. I can't even try to sell it for these people. This is what's going to hurt the Republican Party if they can't get their act together, right?
You are 99.9% right.
Okay.
You know what Yankee fan can't say a Red Sox fan's 100% right. I'm just going to give you a 99.9.
Okay. I'm not a sports fan. I grew up with the Red Sox when they couldn't win. When the other team didn't show up, they couldn't win a game. So, anyhow.
Yeah, no, there's no excuse after 8 years. They should have been able to get to one. Now, look, they're going to tell you that they want to get change as much of this and the 51-vote reconciliation process as they can. And then when it's finally to actually implement something else and they have to go to 60 votes, then they'll do that. But they want to change two-thirds of it in the reconciliation process and then the final third by getting 60 votes. That's their argument.
Now, let me ask you a question. You think that knowing how Donald Trump works, do you think that they're asking for, they're just going way overboard, and then they're hoping they get the Democrats in there to go ahead and tweak this bill around with them so they have something to sell their people?
I honestly think that they were not prepared for the aggressiveness of the left post-election. That shocked them. And as a result, they haven't been ready to deal with the multiplicity of issues and angles that they've had to deal with. I'm not giving an excuse. I'm just telling you all the more reason, by the way, to have packaged ready at sat all 100 senators and 223 or 6 Republicans in the House, all to get them in the room, because they saw it in November, December, and say, look, here's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
We need you all on board for this stepped process, 1, 2, 3, or how are we going to get to 60 votes? They should have had that together, no question.
Tom, I know you're not going to agree with me with this, but I'm going to put it out there, and it's not going to be as broad brush as you think. We conservatives tend to be lazy at times, and I'm not so sure it's lazy as much as it is. You know, we vote people in and we want them to do the work. You know, I'm watching what's happening all across the country with these supposed town hall meetings and other things like that. And I know for a fact, I know one of the local ones that I knew about, they bus people in, the other side did, to make as much noise as humanly possible. So why are we always playing catch up as a party? Why are we always playing catch up as a group?
Well, this goes a long way back. Republicans think they have the right idea and that the right idea wins. That's not true.
No.
Ask the makers of Betamax, a far superior product to VHS, lost out in the marketing war. The Democrats realize the victory's in the perception, and that's why they're doing the things they are now and getting away with it. So the Republicans made the mistake of sitting on the sidelines. They've been doing this for years. And then the next thing they do is they win. They convince the people in their district that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then they go to Washington and argue with the Washington Post and Democrats instead of invigorating all those people that gave them a majority in the House for their ideas. Republicans repeatedly stay inside Washington and argue instead of doing what the Democrats are doing now, which is invigorating people around the country to oppose them. If the Republicans want to make changes, big changes, then that's what they got to do, but they're not doing it.
No, and I'm not so sure, you know, when it comes, I don't know if you have a relationship with it or not, but Paul Ryan, for me, I've been saying for years, I see him as the first wave of progressive Republicans up there. I don't see him as a strong man. And, you know, in watching him even over the last couple of weeks, I'm very doubtful that he should be the leader of our party, if you would. He should be the leader at the congressional level. I don't have a whole bunch of faith in the man. Your thoughts?
Well, certainly in the last 2 months have not put him in the category of Newt Gingrich or Henry Clay. I'll go that far with you.
Yeah, but okay, I want to stop you for 1 second. You and I both know, because we've been at this a long time, you don't walk into a room when you're getting ready for a vote not knowing what votes you have. You know what I mean? You go in there, you want to go in there strong, you've talked to your people, and he just seems like he's been either caught off or behind or thinks he's going to just push his way through and win. Am I wrong?
I don't think he's as powerful as you would like or I would like. I don't think they're as prepared for this as they should be. I mean, it's hard to argue with this at this point. I don't know what's going. I don't know if this bill fails, then they're going to have. Then, you know, I don't know what this says for the rest of Trump's agenda. It could be very troubling.
I'm watching. They can't even get the first big thing through, and then they're talking about how the tax bill is going to be problematic.
Well,
we have problems with that.
God, it shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been the first big thing. Taxes should have been the first big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was always a mistake to pick Obamacare, a huge entitlement, as the first thing when people can't afford to buy insurance to start off with that. They should have always started with taxes so that the economy would have great big reasons to increase, and they didn't do it.
Well, Tom, always a pleasure. Tell people where they can get more about you, get your books, and read your weekly writings.
PoliticalVanguard.com. That's political and then Vanguard, VanguardU-A-R-D.com. Or at Forbes. Joe, always a pleasure.
All right, Tom. Thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the evening.
All right. Take care.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the rail side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Now, listen, we're going to do like a smorgasbord type of thing tonight. You're going to love it. But you're not going to love it, though, are you? Because you hate when I do that. Anyway, always, 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 always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always want to hear from you. Want to know what's going on. Well, I don't know if I want to know what's going on in your life, not live on the air. But always want to know what's going on in your area. How's that? But I am Joe Messina, your host. Appreciate you being with me. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know all about the show and what we got going on here. And that was Tom Del Picaro. You can pick up, you know, obviously most of you have been listening for a while. Now you can pick up the podcast after the show if you missed any part of the interview with Tom. Always love when Tom's on. We're from the same tribe, you know. I don't know if the same exact tribe. Close enough for government work, though. You know what I'm saying? we got some, you know, tonight's going to be smorgasbord night. If you've got a topic or something, yeah, I'm going to make you work for it, though. If you've got something you want to send me, a story you want me to do, send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can put it up. If you email the link to the story and some bullet points as to why you want me to do the story, why we really care, then that would be great, too. So we'll do some serious political stories and not so serious, just dumb stories. So apparently, This is just the dumbest thing since whatever. Nemo, the luckiest goldfish alive. He survives for 20 minutes out of the water after being mauled by a cat. Okay, now, why? What are you laughing for? This poor goldfish was petrified. Don't you know that? It was whatever. So, this is out of England today. A 12-centimeter long goldfish was presumably scooped from a pond by one of the residents' cats and found on the doorstep at a nearby house. Its researchers rushed into the nearby vet and was estimated to have been out of the water for about 20 minutes. I want you to think about this. I want you to think. There are people that are homeless, but I want you to think about this, okay? What is I don't even know what 12 centimeters is. A couple inches long, probably. Right? Doorstep of a nearby house. Rescuers. Didn't they call the fire department or something? They rushed in. They rushed into a nearby vet. They took a goldfish. A $3 goldfish to the vet. This is why I think some of you animal lovers, you really need to be checked. You know what I'm saying? Almost 5 inches. Well, there you go. That makes for good eats, don't it? Anyways, they rushed into a nearby vet, and it was estimated to have been out of the water for about 20 minutes. The vet took no time, though. He started running x-rays to make sure that the less than one-half-inch big fish wasn't, well, it says half-inch here, but whatever, wasn't injured, and is now looking for a loving home. The little guy they named is Nemo. I did send him an email, though. You know, the bleeding heart, right-wing conservative that I am, because I told him, I said, you know, perfect. It would go great with a little garlic, a little butter in a saute pan, throw some shrimp in there, some linguine. It would probably make some really great eats. But, come on. They have pictures here of the thing is a buck and a quarter. How long do these things live? They only live a few weeks, right? A few months. They don't live that long. Did they really? That's just crazy. Yeah, I treat them right. A nice hot frying pan. Oh, hey, I want to welcome Dave from Ohio, James from New York, and Austin from Texas. Come on, is your name really Austin? Or are you just doing that to play with me? Anyway, I'm Tom Senior. It's always a pleasure to be with you. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. Look, I can't just do nasty stories all the time. No, seriously. I'd make myself nuts. I'd probably get sick. I got to do some lighthearted stuff here and there. Anyway, again, like I say, it is a pleasure to be with you. Here's one that I just... Now, CNN had a different take on this. They felt differently about this. But apparently now, the LA police officials made a call to ICE and told them, please stop calling yourself police. Think about that. LA. Right? They've got no rule. They don't care. But they're calling the ICE officials who do raids on homes. You know, they issue warrants. They go after people. They carry guns. Now, anytime you see these guys out and about, it's not just ICE, you know, not FBI agents, but you see all kinds of different groups, different departments out there, and it says police on their jackets. But ICE is the only one they're calling out? Federal agents really do on a regular basis wear a label called police on it. But the reason behind that is because it's a universal term for some kind of law enforcement officials. But elected officials in L.A. are going out of their minds. They want them to stop. They want the ICE officers not to call themselves police anymore. Because they claim, you ready for this? They claim it's misleading. And it endangers the safety of the public. Now, if this isn't proof that these guys are whacked, look, I don't know who's worse. You guys can tell me who's worse. Is it the elected official that's whacked, or the people that vote for the elected official that's whacked? And that's using my best Italian. So, and again, it isn't new, because ICE officers and agents refer to themselves as police. They always have. They have for years. And some of the photos they put up on the internet, them wearing vests that say police on them, they date back years and years and years. Right? So they went from police federal agent to police and then the word ICE. So, you know, and again, most people understand the term. They don't know what a federal agent is or a marshal or anything along those lines. Now, Sarah Rodriguez, an ICE spokesperson, says that ICE agents may sometimes verbally identify themselves as police when they're going into a situation. Because most people, first of all, can you imagine busting down a door going, you know, open up, it's ICE, the Federal Law Enforcement Agency, for the, you know, by that time, three people have been shot. It's open up, it's the police. Period. That's it. And the universally recognized, well, see, I was right. It is the universally recognized term for law enforcement, and our personnel routinely interact with individuals from around the world. She said, in the often dangerous law enforcement arena, being able to immediately identify yourself as a law enforcement official might be a life or death issue. Now, the approach is making the Los Angeles officials crazy. Right? Because they're all uptight and tensed up about Donald Trump's now publicly open immigration crackdowns. Well, the difference is they didn't cover him under Obama. He did have some, not obviously not as many as Donald Trump's having or President Trump's having. But these things were going on under ex-president Obama. Come on, that's got to make, I don't care what's going on in your life. Doesn't that make you feel better? Come on. Ex-President Obama. I don't know how to do that. I've not practiced that, but I see people do it on TV all the time, and I guess it's a breathing exercise, and you get all the nasties out. But the positive side is ex-president, although I don't know if you can call him ex-President Obama. He seems to still be orchestrating things from behind the scenes. So several Los Angeles leaders are asking immigration officials to put a stop to the practice, calling it corrosive. They argue it undercuts years of police efforts to build trust with immigration communities and will make witnesses and victims less likely to come forward. I love this. Really? So because you have been breaking the law for so many years, you now want law enforcement officials not to call themselves that. So he said that especially these turbulent and uncertain times, we urge the ICE agents operating in Los Angeles to immediately stop representing themselves as police officers. Now, they wrote a letter to Trump, or the Trump administration, asking them to cease and desist. You know what I would have done? I would have, on texting and tweeting and all that? They do the LOL, right? I would have just put LOL all over the paper and sent it back. I think it would have been great. You think they would have got the message? The elected official said that they sent the letter after seeing a Los Angeles Times report about the practice. The article headline is, "It's legal for an immigration agent to pretend to be a police officer." See, this is why he calls it fake news. They're not pretending to be police officers. No, come on, really. Here, let's look this up. What is the definition of police? Okay? You ready for this? Unless you want to change it. And this is where I say, this is your fault. We've been letting them get away with this for too long. We've been letting them get away with telling us what words mean, defining the words for way too long. Police, the civil force of a nation or local government, responsible for the prevention and detection of crime and maintenance of public order. I would think the ICE agents fall under that, don't they? This is what I'm saying. Stop. See, the LA Times is false news. It's fake news. It ain't that hard to figure out. Look, I am not the brightest guy in the room. And it didn't take me long to figure this out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart at the top of the hour. If you want to come back, I got a lot more I want to talk about. If not, hey, we're here. Hopefully you'll be too. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side.